Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I welcome you with all my heart. It's good to be with you again. Let me remind you that I do not give lectures. I do not preach sermons. I do not teach philosophical courses. Nor do I teach science. I do absolutely nothing. Nothing that I speak may be useful to you or not be useful to you. It's up to you. But expect nothing. Nothing is what exists. Everywhere you look, you see nothing. Yet some of you believe you see something. The something that you think you see is called Maya, delusion, mesmerism, hypnosis. You think you see a world, for you think you are a body. As long as you believe this, you'll be part of this world and you'll have many, many experiences, good and bad, off and on. When you finally lose the idea that you are a body, you will be totally free, liberated, living in the absolute reality, becoming pure awareness. I received an interesting phone call this morning from a gentleman in Santa Cruz. He told me, "Robert, you don't know me, but I'm enlightened." There's a question I want to ask you. Do enlightened people vote? Should I vote? And so, for whom shall I vote? I had to remove the phone from my mouth to keep from laughing. I answered, I told him, as long as you ask the question, vote. As long as you have to ask, should I or shouldn't I, then do it. For whom should you vote? If you are the self of all, as you say, you vote for yourself. Presumably an enlightened person like you is all-pervading. There's only one, and you are that one. Therefore, for whom are you going to vote? But yourself. I don't think he liked the answer. He hung up on me. As a matter of fact, I received about 5 or 6 phone calls the last few days about people asking me for whom they should vote for, whom they should vote. What have I got to do with these things?
He should run.
Away. Robert the president.
What is spirituality? True spirituality is realizing that you are not the body nor the mind phenomena, that you are consciousness, you are the absolute reality. When one realizes this, what is there left to do? Is there anything one has to do in this world? when one understands the true nature, there's total happiness and bliss at all times, always, unending. I believe this is what we're all looking for. Happiness, harmony, peace, bliss. Stop looking. You found it. If only you would learn to keep still mentally. It's been there all the time. All the joy you're looking for, the happiness, the peace of mind, the harmony, is you. This is your real nature. This is what you are. You don't have to go search for it. You don't have to practice sadhanas, spiritual practices, meditation, deep breathing, yoga. What does this have to do with reality? These are practices that you do for better health, to improve your body. But as the years pass, the body gets older anyway. It doesn't care how long you've been meditating or what you've been doing. The body becomes older and older and older, and you get disappointed and discouraged because nothing has happened. It is not more practices that you need. It is an awakening that you need to totally, completely wake up. Wake up to the self. That's what you have to do. When you awaken to yourself, there's nothing else to do forever. That's why I say that you are nothing. You've always been nothing, no thing. Just say compliments when I tell you this. Not an insult. Whenever you hear anybody tell you you're good for nothing, say thank you. Be grateful that I told you this. How can you prove this to yourself? By living in the moment. In the moment, there's absolutely nothing happening. In the moment, everything is peaceful and serene and harmonious. But as soon as you begin to think, you spoil the whole thing. As soon as you allow your mind to take off on pilgrimage with all the thoughts and ideas and conceptual thinking, then you're human again. Therefore, the practice that you learn is to keep still, to make the mind quiescent, by not causing any conflict. It's interesting the way the mind works. When the mind is in conflict, it becomes very strong, very powerful. When there's no conflict, the mind disappears. What do I mean by the mind being in conflict? I mean reacting to the world, reacting to person, place, or thing. Whenever you react to any condition or situation, you are uncomfortable with your mind. when you are in conflict with your mind, the mind grows stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And the conflict increases tenfold. Until you get totally depressed, disillusioned, discouraged. And you start looking around the world for a teacher or a guru or somebody who can show you the way. Know that the true teacher is within yourself. You are the teacher. What am I? I am yourself. What else? There's only one self. When you look in the mirror, you see the one self. When you look at the world, you see the one self. You're always seeing yourself no matter where you look. What you see shows you where you're at. Therefore, when you see troubles, when you see problems, when you see man's humanity demands, when you see the chaos and the confusion of this world, cataclysms, know that you're seeing yourself. Where else would they come from? There's really no separation. There's not you and the conflict, or you and the world, or you and the experience that you're going through. There's only you as the condition. There's only you and yourself, nobody else. You are the one. Everything you're looking for is within you. Everything you've been searching for all of your life is within you. No one can really give you anything. You've got it all yourself. But you have to dive deep inside to find it. How do you dive inside? By quieting the mind. By keeping still. By not reacting. To the extent you can do this, to this extent will you find that the mind becomes quieter and quieter and quieter. As the mind becomes quieter and quieter and quieter, your happiness begins to expand and expand and expand. Your peaceful mind expands and expands and expands. When the mind totally disappears, this is what people call self-realized. There's really no such thing as self-realization. These are just words we use to make you understand that there's a state that's totally and completely different than where you're at right now. A state of supreme happiness, which is your real nature, which you really are. Only you've covered it up with what we call illusion. That is the experiences of this world. Perhaps the experiences of past lives. And you are a product of those experiences. This is why everybody appears different. For everybody is a product of the experiences they've been through. The habit patterns have made you what you are today. You are a product of your environment. The schools you've attended, the churches you've attended, your parents, if they brainwash you with thinking certain ways. And here you are, sitting here, looking at me. You must wake up sometime. Why not do it now? Similar to waking up from sleep. When you wake up from sleep, you're in a new world. The old world is dead. And you are alive. What you do is the world is up to you. What's going on in your mind right now? What kind of thoughts are you allowing to come through you? Notice that most of you cannot sit still for even a minute without thoughts going through your mind. True? You see what I'm talking about? The thoughts are constantly going through your mind. These thoughts never leave you. They're there all the time. As long as you have these thoughts, you can never have peace or happiness. It makes no difference whether they're good thoughts or bad thoughts. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. They're all thoughts. They come from the same source. And all thoughts are part of delusion. Part of the Maya, part of the experience. If you can only remember this, to find true happiness, real peace, you simply have to get rid of your thoughts. Stop the thoughts from coming to you. You cannot stop the source of being in conflict with them. Remember this also. No conflict. Again, by conflict I mean do not try to work on your source to stop them forcibly. As an example, by changing your mind, by trying to think good thoughts. When you try to think good thoughts to replace bad thoughts, you are in conflict with your mind. But when you observe your thoughts, when you watch your thoughts, without reacting to them, then you're on the right track. When you become angry, do not fall into the trap of identifying with anger. Do not identify with the anger. But watch yourself becoming angry. Take a step backwards, if you can, and observe yourself becoming angry. Watch yourself. Always watch yourself. Observe yourself constantly. That's the way to work with yourself. inquire within. You are your own laboratory. All of the experiments are going on within yourself. Inquire within, to whom do these thoughts come? Who's thinking these thoughts? Who gave them birth? Where did they come from? Keep asking yourself this question over and over again. Wherever you are, whether you're driving your car, washing the dishes, going to a movie, never forget to inquire within yourself. Who am I? You're asking, who is the I that has these thoughts? Who is the I who thinks? Where does I come from? Who gave it birth? Ask yourself. Yet never answer this question. For by answering this question, you're using your mind. And the mind does not want to go. It wants to stay and make you miserable. It wants to play with you. And tell you all kinds of things going on in this world you'll be angry about. You have to realize the nature of the mind first in order to get rid of it. So why do we want to get rid of the mind? If there's no mind, there's total peace, harmony, happiness, love, happiness, joy. When there's a mind, you have misery, anger, and the rest of these things. This is why you want to transcend the mind totally, completely, absolutely. The next step is you realize every time you use the word I, you're speaking of your body and your thoughts and the world and everything in it. Whenever you say the word I is a thought. It is not an entity. It has no reality. It is a thought. When you say, I feel bad today, I feel depressed, I feel confused, what are you really saying? Are you saying you feel depressed, you feel confused? No, you're saying I does. I feels this way. Not you, but I does. You see what you're doing now? You're separating yourself from the I. You are not this I. It has all these emotions, conflicts, disharmonies. This I is not you. When you're able to see this, you awaken. You just have to see this. From now on, whenever you say the word I, stop and think about Who is the I? I feel happy, I feel sick, I feel this way, I feel that way. It is the I that feels this way, not you. Consequently, you have to follow the I to the I center, where it came from. If you would catch yourself in the morning when you wake up, you will notice that the eye starts from the heart, which is on the right side of your chest, and goes up through the spinal cord into the brain. And when the eye does this, you are what we call humanly awakened. We're able to cognize the world, your body, others. You say, I see this, I am this, I feel this. But if you will catch yourself doing this and start to begin to realize the I is not you, you are not this I at all, it will begin to leave you alone. Just by being able to see that the eye is not you. When you're able to do this, you will follow the eye back to its source, which is the heart center, which is the absolute reality, which is the pure awareness, which is really you. The object is to make the eye go back to where it came from, to its source. When the eye does this, you become immediately so-called enlightened. You're all-pervading, you become the whole universe, and you have total freedom and happiness. What else do you have to do with your life than to find out who the I is? Take a look at yourself, the things that you think about all day long, the nonsense, the fears, the attachments, all the things that you're worried about, that you concern yourself with. It's up to you. You are free to do whatever you want. No one should ever tell you what to do. I never asked you to come here, but here you are. There must be a reason why you're here. There are no mistakes. Everything is in its right place. By you coming here and sharing with me, it means that you're ready for the higher path. Most of you are tired of playing around in this world. You've been through all kinds of experiences. types of conditionings. Any type at all. This is the first requisite. You have to be tired of the world and its nonsense to find something else. As long as you're still satisfied with this world, then the world has a good hold over you. It is only when you become tired of this world and the games people play that you will get down to true spirituality. But as long as you're still playing games in this world, trying to get things outside of yourself, attain things, looking at the world as if that's something to offer you, you can never become self-realized. It's impossible. For the world has a hold on you. The world is your teacher. It shows you all kinds of things that you respond to. And you think you're having a good time. You think you're enjoying yourself. You're having fun. Then the time comes when you should change. The change comes along, which it always does. And you start to experience the other side. You become miserable, you become upset. You become depressed. And you go back and forth like this. Most people do this all their lives until they drop dead. And then they have to repeat it again and again. Why not begin to do something about this world now? Why not begin understanding who you really are? Your true nature? And what you have to do to remove the idea of body and mind. By coming to satsang alone, wondrous things ensue in your life. By practicing self-inquiry at home, or in the office, you are enhancing the satsang. By not reacting to personal place or thing, the mind becomes quieter and quieter and quieter until it's totally transcended. It's up to you. It's always up to you. There's really no one in this world can actually do anything for you until you allow it to happen. Why not surrender all of your habits, all your preconceived ideas, all your concepts, all of your dogmas? Why not surrender all of these things to the self? The self is ready to gobble it all up I'll set you free. But you can't do this as long as you're still playing games. By believing something outside of you has the power to hurt you, or to cause you unhappiness of any kind, to cause you misery. This has to be changed. Only you can change it. In the world, things come and go very fast. Everyone's excited about the presidential election. It'll be over in a couple of days. Everything will be back to status quo. And life goes on. What are you going to do with your life? Are you going to continue to struggle in order to survive? Have 2 jobs and 3 jobs? Work like a dog? Where did that expression come from, work like a dog? I've never seen a dog work.
Your dog's too small.
Work like a human being. Who wants to work like a human being?
Take the dog.
The dog is better off than most people. Yeah. There's a power in the universe which will take care of you totally and completely now. If you will surrender to it, all this power asks is for you to surrender to it totally by developing humility, compassion, and you will be carried on a stream of blessedness to your highest good. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop being selfish and always thinking about I. What do I need? What's in it for me? Forget about yourself. Throw yourself away. Try doing this thing tomorrow. Forget about yourself. But you have to catch yourself to do this. You have to catch the eye saying, I feel this and I feel that and I feel this and I want to go this place. I want to accomplish this. I want to see this person. I want to do that. That's selfishness. For you're always thinking of what's good for you. I know some of you are saying, if I don't think about myself, who will think about me? I have to take care of myself. This is not true. You didn't have to be born. So here you are. The same power that guided you back into a body knows how to guide you in this existence as long as you live in a body. And take care of you totally and completely and absolutely. If you would surrender this power, Let's do this right now. Make yourself comfortable, close your eyes. Think of all the stuff that's going on inside of you. Observe it, watch it. Think of all of your fears, your disappointments, your entire life. Think, who am I? Am I the person who's experienced all these things since I was a child, growing up? Am I this person? Observe your thoughts. Watch the thoughts. It is now time to play Stump the Guru.
Stump the Guru.
You have questions that you're supposed to write down when you come in. Whoever stumps the Guru has 5 days vacation in the absolute reality.
Hey, I'll give me a piece of paper.
Dear Robert, before I came to you, I was not seeking a teacher. In fact, I was quietly meditating at home each day and satisfied. I really did not want to meet a special teacher. Someone suggested I meet you. I came and immediately I knew I had to come again and again. I knew this felt right. Question, what happened? How did I come? What drew me? What role did your awareness play? Did you attract me? Way? How?
What happened is you found yourself to an extent. Something inside of you has been yearning for years and years to become totally free. Totally liberated. There's something within, as obvious as in doing things. You've been going to different places, looking for different teachers, reading different books. And now you have found yourself to an extent. This is merely an extension of yourself. It's all it is. In other words, whatever you're ready for comes upon you. If you're ready for something like this, you will be drawn here. But remember, there's one self and you are that. You're simply meaning yourself. So what are you doing? Very simple. And now what you have to do is to go deeper within. And you'll find what you're looking for. You've been looking for this for many, many years, many centuries, many eons. And now that you've found it, what are you going to do about it? You have returned home. You have returned to yourself. You see all this is taking place within you. It has absolutely nothing to do with you as a body, as a person, as an entity. It has to do with yourself, your real self. You have come home to yourself. Be happy. Be yourself.
What is the role of the divine in a guru-devotee relationship?
The divine is always present. There's never a time when the divine is not here. There's no difference between the divine and yourself. When you are ready, when you are prepared, a teacher is attracted to you, or sometimes a book, or a mountain, or a tree. And you recognize this as being yourself again. Wherever you look, you see yourself. The divine is always at play. It's always present. There's nowhere where it's not. What you call the divine is the self. The pure awareness. You are that. Everything is taking place in consciousness. There's only one consciousness, and you are that one. And that one is omnipresent, all-pervading. And all is well. Next case.
How is a devotee able to surrender? Can you give suggestions or hints?
You simply surrender when you get tired of this world and its manifestations. You say to yourself, I'm tired of playing this game. I'm tired of all this running around. I'm completely tired of all the things I have to do every day. Trying to make ends meet. Trying to form new relationships. Going to work, fighting for survival, not knowing if I'm going to get mugged, if I'm going to get killed tomorrow, if I'll die of a heart attack. Therefore you say, I surrender all of this, I give it all up. You surrender the whole thing to yourself. All of this stuff that you've been carrying for so many years is still just one to the God within you. Give it all away. Give it all up. You don't hold on to anything. You can say it verbally. You can say, okay, God, I give you everything. All the burdens I've been carrying, all the karma, all the false ideas, everything that's existed in my life, I give it to you. Take it. I am free of it. That's all surrender.
Dear Robert, is reincarnation's only goal to let us learn to let go of I, a little I, that and desires, and rather live by faith and trust in the self, and there are some more, so that we will be pure enough to live in self always in any dimension? Is the self demanding more purity and dedication, trust, before allowing us to hang out with the self?
Who is the self you're referring to? The one you're referring to is already here. You are already that. Inquire to whom does reincarnation come from? Or come to? Who reincarnates? Who goes through these experiences? The self is always available. It is always here. There never was a time when the self was not. Do not make it complicated for yourself. Simply return to what you are. By letting go of everything else. By not reacting to the world. By diving deep within. Into the heart center. Where the true reality awaits you. You are a divine being, a spiritual being. You are not the body or the mind. Know yourself, be yourself, awaken to the self. Forget about reincarnation. Reincarnation is not for you. It's for the deluded ones. You are free of all karma, free of all samskaras, free of playing games. Feel your freedom. All is well.
I want to get my bid in for the week in the absolute.
Okay. We still have an opening.
All I have to do is stump them once.
All right. Is there any significant difference, essentially or in terms of practice, between no self and one self? And then he says, why seek the absolute as or with a who?
As or with a who? Read that again.
Well, there are like two questions there. The first one was, is there any significant difference, essentially or in terms of practice, between no self and one self?
For whom is no self? For whom is one self? There's only the self. The no self never existed. Even the self that we're talking about doesn't even exist. Nothing exists that can be explained. When we're trying to explain the self, we have to use words. And words spoil it. What you really are is beyond the self, which is called Para Brahman. And that still is only a name that the intelligent mind tries to make something out of. We have to develop humility, total humility, total compassion. No self, the self. Where these words come from? Books. Something we read. Something somebody said. To have a spiritual experience of what we call the self, everything has to go. All concepts, all ideas of what the self is has to go. The idea of a no self has to go. The idea of a self has to go because it limits you. When you think consciously of a self, in your mind, you can think only of an idea. An idea of what a self must be, and that's impossible for the finite mind to ever understand. It's beyond all ideas, beyond all concepts, beyond all words, beyond all thoughts. So you just take a deep breath and relax and forget about the whole thing. What was the other question?
And the other question was, why seek the absolute as or with a who?
True, why seek it? Who's seeking it? Don't seek it at all. The idea is not to seek anything, the idea is to give up what you've got. To go through the garbage pail, so to speak. Our mind has been bombarded with all kinds of teachings, all kinds of books, all kinds of experiences. We simply have to empty this out, become totally empty. When you're empty, there's nothing to seek. The person who seeks is a person filled with garbage. Full of ideas, habits, concepts, dogmas. And then we start to seek in order to add on to it. And this can never be. We have to become like nothing. Total nothing. Empty everything out, get rid of it. And you'll be free.
What's the significance of calling that state of total freedom self?
The significance is that self makes you understand that there's only one. It means oneness. It means that there's only one entity called the self that's all-pervading, omnipresent, and you are that. It's the name we give it to the to make sure we understand we are that. If we're something, we're an entity of some kind of self. But the self really doesn't exist. It's just another word. Like all the rest of the words, everything is a bunch of words. But we speak these words to make us understand there's something higher than where we are. Something so beautiful, so grand. I can't even imagine what it is. It's beyond imagination. Beyond anything you can ever ask or explain. That's what you are. That is you. You are that. When you try to define it, you spoil it. Just be. Do not be this or that. Just be. Okay.
If intelligence fills us with fills our trash can with garbage, and then is intelligence a help or a hindrance?
Human intelligence is a hindrance. Well, look at the world today. Look at the chaos and confusion in this world. Politics, whatever. This is human intelligence. Human intelligence is that's where it's at. Supreme intelligence is where it's at. And supreme intelligence is silence. Red woke up.
If something in the mind contains an element of time, it's already strayed from the truth. Is that because time is the creation of the mind. So, in other words, it would be something different than it is now, and that puts it out of the game.
Of course, you're right. Time is part of the human game.
And space, too.
Space and time is all part of the human game. It's all in the relative plane.
Relative plane.
When you're working with the relative plane, you've got problems.
Astral plane, causal plane.
Astral plane, causal plane, all part of mind. All Maya. All a dream.
Confusing.
So why think about it?
I'm trying not to.
If you try not to, you will. Like trying not to think of a white horse.
The monkey does that.
We have announcements. Some of the transcripts.
Oh, yes, we do have transcripts of Robert's talks, and they are on the table. They're free of charge. And we have two boxes filled with them, too. So please feel free to help yourself.
We want
to
get rid of them. And it's time for prasad. It's about time. Give me some of that. Oh, my God. Thursday night's one is real good prasad. This will do for now.
What are you doing?
Big Nicholas. Enjoy it.
What do they have on Thursday night?
Oh,
maybe
nice.
I'll come.
Jelly donuts. Whipped cream cakes.
Oops.
Thank you for coming. Remember to love yourself, to worship yourself, to pray to yourself, for God will bring you and you. Peace.